Be Kind Rewind videos a la carte.
It's time for the Thursday Rewind, bringing you some of the best music from the past and what was happening in the world when they were new.
Didn't we do this yesterday?
It's the Thursday Rewind on 97.9 The Hill. And now, here's AJ.
And welcome in to the Thursday Rewind here on the After Hours, 97.9 The Hill. I'm AJ, and thanks for listening tonight. More fun and games tonight with a lot of great music, and it's coming from 1991. I'll have some new stories coming up from the year in a couple of minutes after our first song was number one on the Billboard Hot 100 charts on the week of July 20th, 1991. It's EMF with Unbelievable.
You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. You're unbelievable. Unbelievable.
The first 2 months of 1991 saw an invasion by U.S. forces of the country of Iraq. Iraq, under the leadership of Saddam Hussein, had invaded Kuwait in August of 1990 in an attempt to annex that country. The U.S. and NATO had placed troops in Saudi Arabia. This was then known as Operation Desert Shield. In November of 1990, the UN authorized the use of force against Iraq if they did not withdraw from Kuwait by the middle of January in 1991. Iraq refused to leave, so a U.S.-led air attack began in mid-January. This was known as Operation Desert Storm. Ground forces penetrated southern Iraq and Kuwait during February of 91, Operation Desert Saber. By the end of the month of February, U.S. President George H.W. Bush declared a ceasefire and Kuwait was liberated, Iraq agreed to honor the terms of peace. Our next song tonight knocked EMF off the number one slot in the charts. It was there from July 27th through September 7th of 1991. Here's Bryan Adams, I Do It For You, on the Hill.
Look into my eyes. No, it's true.
1991 saw a major geopolitical shift with the first steps in the dissolution of the USSR. During September of 1991, the Congress of People's Deputies voted for the dissolution of the Soviet Union. Beginning in the previous month, several Soviet republics had started to declare their independence. Those countries included Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, and Armenia, leaving in September. By the end of the year, the dissolution became effective and the Soviet Union ceased to exist when Mikhail Gorbachev resigned and was replaced by the new Russian government. Our final song of the night was topping the charts for the final month of the year. The entire month of December, this song was number one. It's Michael Jackson in Black or White.
Spend my life being a color.
On the Hill. Thanks for listening tonight. We'll have more of the After Hours coming up here in a few minutes. But until then, the music continues on the Hill.